You do not meet a man but frowns. Our bloods no more obey the heavens than our courtiers still seem as does the king's.
But what's the matter?
His daughter and the heir of his kingdom, whom he purposed to his wife's sole son, the widow that lately married, had referred herself unto a poor but worthy gentleman. She's wedded, her husband banished, she imprisoned. All is outward sorrow, though I think the king be touched at very heart.
None but the king.
He could have lost her too. So is the queen that most desired the match. But not a courtier, although they wear their faces to the bent of the king's looks, hath a heart that is not glad at the thing they scowl at.
And why so?
He that hath missed the princess is a thing too bad for bad report. And he that hath her, I mean that married her, alas, good man, and therefore banished, is a creature such as to seek through the regions of the earth for one his like. There should be something failing in him that should compare. I do not think so fair an outward and such stuff within endows a man but he.
You speak him far.
I do extend him, ma'am, within himself, crush him together rather than unfold his measure duly.
What's his name and birth?
I cannot delve him to the root. His father was called Sicilius, that to join his honour against the Romans with Cassibelan, but had his titles by Tenantius, whom he served with glory and admired success, so gained the sur-addition Leonatus, and had, besides this gentleman in question, two other sons, who in the wars of the time died with their swords in hand, for which their father, then old and fond of issue, took such sorrow that he quit Theme. And his gentle lady, big of this gentleman our theme, deceased as he was born. The king, he takes the babe for his protection, calls him Posthumus Leonatus, reads him and makes him of his bedchamber, puts to him all the learnings that his time could make him the receiver of, which he took as we do air, fast as 'twas ministered, and in spring became a harvest, lived in court, which rare it is to do, most praised, most loved, sample to the youngest, to the more mature, a glass that feated them, and to the graver, a child that guided dotards. For his mistress, for whom he now is banished, her own price proclaims how she esteemed him and his virtue. By her election may be truly read what kind of man he is.
I honor him even after your report. But pray, you tell me, is she sole child to the king?
His only child. He had two sons. If this be worth your hearing, mark it. The eldest of them at 3 years old, in the swathing clothes the other, from their nursery he was stolen, and to this hour no guessing knowledge which way they went.
How long is this ago?
20 years.
That a king's children should be so conveyed, so slackly guarded, and the search so slow that could
so. Howsoe'er, 'tis strange, all that the negligence may well be laughed at, yet it is true.
I do well believe you.
No. Be assured you shall not find me, daughter, after the manner of most stepmothers, evil eyed unto you.
You're my prisoner, but
your jailer shall deliver you the keys that lock up your restraint. For you, Posthumus. So soon as I can win the offended king, I will be known your advocate. Marry, yet the fire of rage is in him, and of good you leaned unto his sentence, with what patience your wisdom may inform you.
Please, your highness, I will from hence today.
You know the peril. I'll fetch a turn about the garden, pitying the pangs of bard affection. Though the king hath charged, you should not speak together.
Assembling courtesies. I find this tyrant can tickle where she wounds.
My dearest husband. I something fear my father's wrath, but nothing, always reserved my holy duty, what his rage can do on me. You must be gone. And I shall here abide the hourly shots of angry eyes. Not comforted to live, but that there is this jewel in the world that I may seek.
My queen, my mistress. Oh, lady, weep no more, lest I give cause to be suspected of more tenderness than hath become a man. I will remain the loyalest husband that did e'er plight troth. My residence in Rome, at one Philario's, who to my father was a friend, to me known but by letter, thither write, my queen. And with mine eyes I'll drink the words you send, though ink be made of gall.
Hubris, I pray you. If the king come, I shall incur. I know not how much of his displeasure.
Should we be taking leave as long a term as yet we have to live, the loathness to depart would grow. Adieu.
Nay, stay a little. Were you but riding forth to air yourself, this parting were too petty. But here, this diamond was my mother's. Take it hard, and keep it till you woo another wife, an image of me dead.
How another? You gentle gods, give me but this I have, and seal up my embracements from the next with bonds of death. Remain thou here while sense can keep it on. Sweetest. Fairest. As I my poor self did exchange for you, dear, so infinite loss, so in our trifles, I still win of you. For my sake, wear this. It is a manacle of love. I'll place it.
Shall we see again?
Alack, the king.
Oh, basest thing! Avoid! Hence from my sight! If after this command thou fraughtst the court with thy unworthiness, thou diest! Away! Thou poison to my blood!
The gods protect you and bless the good remainders of your court. I'm gone.
There cannot be a pinch in death more sharp than this.
Disloyal thing, that shouldst repair my youth, thou heap'st a year's age on me.
I beseech you, sir, harm not yourself with your vexation. I am senseless of your wrath.
Past grace, obedience.
Past hope and despair, that way past grace.
That must have had the sole son of my queen.
Oh, blessed that I might not. I chose an eagle and did avoid a putter.
Thou tookst a beggar, which to make my throne a seat for baseness.
No, I rather added a luster to it.
Oh, thou vile one!
Sir, it is your fault that I have loved Posthumus. You bred him as my playfellow. And he is a man worth any woman. Albert buys me almost the sum he pays.
But a man!
Almost, sir, heaven restore me. I would I were a neat herd's daughter. And my Leonatus, our neighbor shepherd's son.
Oh, thou foolish thing! They were again together. You've done that after our command. Away with her and pay her up!
Peace! Dear lady daughter, peace. Oh, sweet sovereign, leave us to ourselves and make yourself some comfort out of your best advice.
Nay, let her languish a drop of blood a day, and being aged, die of this folly.
Fie, you must give way. You come to your servant. How now, sir? What news?
My lord, your son drew on my master.
Oh, no harm, I trust, is done.
There might have been, but that my master rather played than fought and had no help of anger. They were parted by gentlemen at hand.
I'm very glad, aunt. Why came you from your master?
On his command. He would not suffer me to bring him to the haven. I left these notes of what commands I should be subject to when please you to employ me.
Some half hour hence, I pray you speak with me. You shall at least go see my lord aboard. For this time, leave me.